News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, Martin Doherty Hughes, the outgoing Scottish Nationalist Party MP for West Dunbartonshire, thank you indeed for talking to us this morning. Thank you, Martin, because I know it's been a difficult night for you and for your party.
Well, you know, I've been in this game a long time, and I keep saying to people in the early hours this morning, I've lost more elections than I've won, so but it was a privilege really to represent my own home community for the last 9 years, and you know, onwards and upwards. We're not back in the 1970s territories in terms of the actual numbers game, in terms of the votes cast. So you've got to keep your head up high, you know.
Yeah, no, fair enough. And look, you are, as you say, it's not back to the 1970s. I think your share of the vote, the Scottish Nationalist Party share of the vote, is around 30%. Nonetheless, it's dramatically off the kind of levels you were getting.
Oh, yeah. No, listen, well, first of all, it's Scottish National Party. We need to just remember the name of the party. Yeah. Let's get that right. No, you can't deflect from where we are, and you can't deflect from how people were feeling. I know I would say to people in the Republic, if you were living in the UK and Northern Ireland the last 14 years under this last previous government, you know, you can understand why people went straight to the Labour Party in many constituencies, including here in Scotland. You can understand that. But I think there are certain things that the SNP will need to think about, and I'm sure you maybe want to ask me about those.
Yeah, I suppose the question I do want to ask you most of all is, where does this leave Scottish independence?
Interesting, you know, if you look at, and opinion polls are nothing, but if you look at all the opinion polls, even recently, the yes, as in pro-independence, is still way up there. My own constituency voted for it back in 2014, and the younger generation, and by that I mean people under who are younger than me, in their 50s, are more likely to believe in independence, you know. So I'm not overly concerned about the belief in independence, or the, it is now about how we in the SNP and the wider Yes movement turn that into a reality for people on the ground.
And very finally, in terms of Scottish politics, it's obviously been a difficult year or so for the SNP. Lessons to be learned?
Oh, big time. You know, maybe I need to be very, I think it's time to be blunt. I think the party needs to learn that divided parties do not win elections. We have been in government in Scotland for 17 years, and some people started to take their eye off the ball. We've dealt with some, you know, very problematic policy matters in a very bad way, unlike Ireland, which dealt with some, you know, for example, if you look at gender recognition, which Ireland dealt with in a very collegiate, open way in terms of people's assemblies, etc. And I have moved on. I don't think we dealt with that appropriately in Scotland. Could have dealt with that a lot better. And you can't get away from the issue around Nicola Sturgeon's leadership in the latter months in terms of what is now an ongoing court case here in Scotland. I won't say too much about that, but you certainly did get that on the doors. And that kind of concoction around, or, you know, together with, you know, the Tories wanting to get the Tories out, that kind of real desperation to get rid of people like Jacob Rees-Mogg, who I'm delighted was defeated, I think has brought us to this situation. And just finally, just to say, I think the big concern now is not only for those of us in the SNP or in the Labour Party, is the rise of Reform as a right-wing alternative to the Tory party. And that should terrify everyone in these islands.
Martin Doherty Hughes, SNP politician, former MP for West Dunbartonshire. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.